This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can bring up anything you want. We're talking about secession, one of my favorite topics, and independence for not just the state, but also the individual. But we got to start somewhere, so we'll start with the states. And one of them is going to go first. The question is, which one is going to go first? I would like it to be New Hampshire, but, you know, if it's California or Texas, I'm fine with that, too, because somebody's going to be the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and so on. But what we were also talking about in just a moment ago was, you know, what do you do when you've got people coming on board? What can they do? And nobody, our co-host, was going off in a direction towards, like, bringing politicians up on trial and things like that. And personally, you know, I don't care about all of that. I'm not looking for vengeance in this particular case. I just want to be left
alone.
Maybe
all you want from him is that he surrender.
If there's enough people, the thing is, if there's enough people...
And that's enough. If he surrenders... Then he's admitted it. He's not your master.
Sure.
But he's going to have to go home shamefacing, and nobody's going to want his job.
You're missing the fact that if you have enough people, he won't be in power anyway, right?
Yeah. We don't know that because all we know is that they rigged the elections. We don't know how much.
Well, certainly if it comes to be that we have 600,000 people and you know
that's
the elections are rigged and they're still in power, well, okay.
50% of the population wants him out.
You're not anywhere near there.
Then the system must be rigged.
You're at most 10% of
You can ignore the system. I mean, you have the numbers, because it's all about numbers. That's why the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Liberty Migration is an important idea, because freedom-minded people are too spread thin across the United States and across the world. So the idea is we concentrate as many of them as we can in one geographic area so we can actually have the numbers to have an influence. Mm-hmm. And if you can actually get freedom to be popular enough to where you have half of the population, it doesn't matter if the system is rigged, because you can get those people to ignore the state. I want to give you an example.
Exactly. What do they do when they ignore the state? They fight back against the state.
You don't have to. You can just ignore them.
You can't, because they come with guns and they drag you away and they throw you in a cell.
Not if there's 600,000 of you.
That's 600,000 will fight back. If they stand there like pussies, they will take us one by one.
They don't have 600,000 cells.
They will take us one by one. They don't need them. They can kill us and bury us out back.
Not with 600,000 people.
We're not fighting back when they take us. Yeah. They will take us one by one. Even if we have every single person and none of them
will kill the one psychopath who is killing us off.
They will not respond forcefully to that one psychopath. We have to fight back with violence against violence, or they will kill us one by one.
You're not wrong that it's justified to use violence, but unfortunately you're then using their tools against
you're
them.
You're using the only tool that prevents violence.
You can do
when somebody is set on violating your rights, you must physically prevent them from doing so by any means necessary.
I totally agree with this, right? But you've already shown nobody. You yourself have shown that we don't necessarily need that. Look at what happened with the protest with pot in the square, right?
Yeah, and then they came and ruined my life.
They took
not
one person.
Hold on, they took one person to having their life ruined by the state to make a point.
Right, hold on, but they took one person and people stood up and they went to the police station and they smoked and they never bothered anybody after that, right? More or less.
They came back and arrested me and threw me in prison for a year and a half. That's what they did.
Okay, you were targeted, no doubt.
Yes, and nobody stood up.
That was the FBI that targeted you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, that was the local
people
who
didn't have any business in New Hampshire, representatives of an illegitimate criminal organization.
And you have every right to be violent, or angry, I mean. But look, you were successful at fighting off the local police.
So yeah,
it is a matter
of numbers. If I'd had enough backup, maybe I would have been successful in fighting off the
Fed. And we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
No, but I'm
talking about where we should go.
Right, and that's where we are going. We don't necessarily need to have the violence. We don't necessarily have to use their tactics.
If they're not killing us, then I'm not going to advise killing them.
Right.
So let me know when they stop killing us.
I think we're all in agreement on this, actually.
Let me know when they stop killing us, because they are
killing us by inches.
They're starving us out. They're shutting down our businesses. They're taking away our right to exist, our right to operate a business, our right to have a goddamn livelihood.
But wait a minute.
Until people are willing to get up and open the window and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore until they're willing to say that and mean it and make it stick.
Okay.
We will never win.
I'm sorry. I gotta disagree with something that you said there, and that is that it's the average person who's giving up those things. It's not that the government gang is taking them from them. It's these whiny, sad people who will just do whatever it is that they're told to do. Now, there are a few people who are outstanding who are actually standing up. And they don't have to stand up with violence in order to make a huge impact. And I'm going to give you an example before you go on this rant. Because I get the frustrations, man. We're all frustrated. That's why we moved here to New Hampshire.
Right.
But look, I want to give you the example of the Attilus Gym. We've talked about these guys before. Mm-hmm. They're in New Jersey. They're in Belmar, New Jersey. They've been a real shining light in the area of a business owner actually standing up. They are not allowing their business to be taken from them. The government gang has threatened them, and I'm gonna play a video here with the owner, co-owner of the Attilus Gym. It's actually a video where he's standing and he's holding like a stack of papers with words printed on them. So it's sort of a video that's visual, but I'm going to read the words on the paper as he's dropping them down. So first it's him standing in his gym. And
does he have a bunch of armed people with him, I hope?
It's New Jersey, so I don't know how well armed they are, but they are in the gym, and they're strong guys. I mean, they're working out.
Okay,
so
I hope they've got big enough guns.
Okay, well, we'll get to their story here, because they have been standing up without the use of violence. So let's go on here. So he says, "Welcome to the Attilus Gym, Belmar. We have over $1 million in fines. We have had our business license stripped. We have had our doors locked and barricaded. We have been arrested and have over 60 citations. Today, we will pass 84,000 visits to our facility. We don't mandate masks. We never will. Governor Murphy will see this video and fine us $15,000 for it. But free men don't ask permission or for forgiveness. No science, no shutdown."
I'm going to send him $100 as soon as I get off the show.
And then the camera pans around.
Bitcoin cash.
And the camera pans around, and you see, well, it's a full gym. I mean, this place has a ton of people working out at it. There's somebody on almost every piece of equipment in this gym. With a, how many million, what does he say, $1 million in fines now? Mm. Because they're hitting them with like $15,000 a day, and then there's other fines on top of that. And so this is what it takes, okay, for business owners to actually stand up and actually say, it is my right to earn money. In fact, here's what he says.
That's the first thing it needs, but the second thing it needs is people to stand with him and behind him.
They are. They're all over the place.
And make it possible for his community.
They are.
But the question is, where are they going to be when the state sends the thugs?
They already did. They've been arrested.
And they fight, they win.
And he's
if
got...
they're there and they don't so, fight, they lose.
So this is an issue of numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, he has a lot of support, but he doesn't necessarily, his support base doesn't necessarily have the means of keeping the cops from taking him and putting him in a cage.
Well, then they need to go to the gun store and buy themselves AR-15s, because
those
are the means.
I disagree with both of you on this, okay? I think that you can do it without using guns to kill these people.
You well, can
use,
don't necessarily
I'm not advocating
have
for the guns.
I know that. I'm okay. saying I disagree with hold on. I'm saying I disagree with both of you. Okay?
Okay.
You're saying they don't have the means at all. He's saying they don't have the guns.
I'm talking about the guns. I'm talking about the guns and
but what I'm trying to say
violence.
Is they don't have to use guns to fight back. You
I
can
agree.
Stop an aggressor without the use of a gun. You can use a taser. You can use pepper spray. You can
okay.
use all kinds
yeah.
of things.
Yes. You, and can then use, you can die.
You can not if you have enough people.
Will kill you. His army
I understand
will continue
that.
Their battle against you. This
yeah.
is a battle.
There's
to
no
crush
easy answer
us.
Here. There's no easy answer. 855-450 free. Like free.
His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number, for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you'd rather sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. You can do that by joining us on our Matrix chat server, where you can actually go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's there around the clock, 24 hours a day. There's even a channel there that you created, Chris, for Freedom Decrypted, which
That's
is
correct.
Your radio show that you do on Saturday afternoons. That's actually a video show primarily, but there's an audio version over at freedomdecrypted.com. And your chat room is there on our server, because anybody can join the Matrix server and create a chat room for themselves and invite other people to it. And it can be private or it can be public, and call it what you want. You set whatever mods you want on that, and it's up to you. So head over to chat.lrn.fm. You can get step-by-step instructions on how to join the server and also how to call the show through that server. That way you can sound really, really good.
Do you upload your show to library?
It's a good question. There have been, I think there has been some shows and, oh no, actually I think it's content that was uploaded to library, unfortunately.
So clips have been uploaded by other people?
There is a show on library, actually there's at least one show on library, but the problem is, I started working on having it automatically sync with library, but I never got to finishing it. So I've got content on library, and there's one show on library, recent show actually on library, but I still have never gotten around to finishing it.
Okay. So, yeah, well, hey, if sometime after Christmas, because I've got a deadline right now, but sometime after Christmas, think about what it would be worth for you to have that problem solved, and maybe somebody can come along and solve it for you.
So, we've been talking about business owners standing up, and overall the conversation has been about secession and the United States coming to a close, but we do need people to actually stand up for their rights first, because if you can't stand up for your own business, how are you going to be able to stand up against the feds?
Absolutely.
Ian Smith...
For your business and your neighbor who's willing to do business with you.
So, Ian Smith is one of the co-founders at the Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey. He's always putting up these really, you know, inspiring videos and showing how they're continuing to operate, even though they're facing $1 million in fines now from the New Jersey gang, the government gang there. And he had this to say on...
Which is an act of war.
Sure. No doubt about it. But again, I think that peace is the answer.
They're blockading his property.
Yeah, they broke down the blockades. They broke down the blockades, and they've got a full gym full of people now. So he writes this on his this is from his Instagram profile, where he posted a video where he's just dropping these papers, and I read that earlier. But he also wrote something similarly or a little different as his little comment here. He says, "We have been open against unconstitutional shutdown orders since May. Not once have we flinched, and the petty tyrant of New Jersey, Governor Murphy, has tried everything he could possibly think of to ruin us. Over 7 months later, we still open our doors every single day. No government official will ever tell me that I'm not able to provide for my family. I do not answer to public servants, no matter what threats or punishments they impose. I am a free man. I do not ask for permission. I do not ask for forgiveness. You work for us. The only way you'll ever close these doors is when you close my casket." He says.
So he's willing to respond by force.
Well, that's what he says.
That's
but
rhetoric.
So far,
whether
they
or not
haven't.
Yeah, whether or not that actually happened.
Well, no, they haven't. But the question is, what do they do when they come to take him? Does he
they got arrested
to go
already.
To prison for the rest of his life?
Well, they got arrested already.
Yeah.
So
okay.
He
well, sooner or later, if he keeps fighting, they'll take him, and it will be the last time. So what does he do the last time?
The thing is, you never know when the last time is.
Yeah.
So maybe you should fight back. When you're not certain.
Maybe, but if he fought back, but if he fought back when he was getting arrested, he was getting arrested, he'd be dead right now. Like you said, if you fight back, then they send the troops in.
Unless he has enough people on his side.
How many does he have?
Those people are willing to stand there next to him and to prevent the state by force, by any means necessary, from working their will upon him, which means to take his person or take his property. Until they can defend his property, until they can physically prevent the state from removing him from it, he is destined to lose this battle.
That's right. We need people. We need numbers.
And we need people, and we need people ready to fight.
You know, it's and I get where you're coming from, but I think at the same time, if he's going to fight back, if you're going to go out there and defend yourself from the police, it's better to take take the police out, not one-on-one, because you're just going to die, but take it out more in a terrorist-ish like a manner through blowing up a police station or something.
The thing is,
because killing one police officer is not going to make a difference.
Because if you initiate force upon them... Okay.
They're already going to kill you. You've already got to a point where you're going to stand up.
They have already issued threats.
And they're going to use violence against you because you've got a gun and you're pointing it at them. You already know you're going to die.
Well, and that is, well, first off, you're only going to die if they can bring more power to bear than you can.
Well, you know that's going to be the case.
Oh, well, until it's not.
Well, okay,
because
I'm confused. A moment ago, nobody was the one shouting into a microphone that violence is the answer. Now you're saying blow up an entire police station?
No. I'm not advocating for that. What I'm saying is if you are ready, if you're at the point in which you're going to use violence, mm-hmm. okay, to defend yourself.
You're saying go to the max.
You need to step it up a notch because their power is going to overwhelm yours, right? You're not going to accomplish.
Necessarily.
You're not accomplishing much if you take out one police officer, if that, before you get killed, right?
Do the math, bro. Do the math. Okay.
I am doing the math, which is why.
This is going to be a weird night. First I make Ian look reasonable, now I'm going to make Chris look unreasonable.
Okay.
Because the reality is that people are moved by symbolism. People are moved by both the emotional and the rational content of what you do. And unless you address that, you're only going to attract a bunch of nerds as supporters. And the reality is, if you blow up a police station, the optics are you're a bad guy.
That's war, man.
Don't you think it's going to look bad if you start shooting cops?
It's a lot better if they are coming for you and you fight back.
No,
at the point of arrest,
when
they are violating your rights,
sure.
When they are taking your friend, that's when you stand up and you say, no more.
But
we're not going to let this happen again.
But why don't you just stand up and say that and do things that don't involve taking shooting somebody with bullets?
Well,
I mean,
because they're going to come and kill you, and you've got to do it to them before they do it to you.
But doesn't
otherwise,
that look bad?
They will shoot you. They will kill you. They will tear gas
you.
They will burn down the building in which you are occupied. They will take your freedom, your property. They will kill your family. They will rape your wife. That's why you have to fight back.
Right, but can't you fight
back?
That's
why we fight, because they will kill us.
But why not?
They will kill us. There's no answer to that. They will murder us if we don't let them dominate us. I will not be dominated. Man. I will not be murdered.
Talk about optics.
Well, how stupid do you have to be not to understand that if they kill you before you fight back, you're dead. You lose.
That's not what I'm saying.
It comes down to strategy and planning, right? I mean, if you're going to fight back and you're going to kill them, you might as well take out more than one.
Is he going to walk out of the show every Friday night?
I don't know.
Walked out again.
Yeah.
It was the same time last week. It was 9:30. Flits out.
It's entertaining, but I'm a little concerned for him.
Yeah. I just don't think that violence is the answer, and it's not going to get you where you want to go. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Did Hunter Biden commit a crime? Have you spoken to your son, Mr. President-elect?
Proud of my son. President-elect Joe Biden's first comments regarding his son, Hunter Biden, saying he's proud of his son. The Department of Justice continuing to look into Hunter Biden for possible money laundering and his foreign business ties. The Supreme Court rejected Texas's long-shot bid to void 20 million votes in four states, clearing the path for Joe Biden's victory when presidential electors meet on Monday in states' capitals across the nation. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
"These are really troubling developments for the Trump legal team. They've never found terra firma in any of these cases. They've never been able to really move this litigation forward."
This is USA Radio News. Convicted former movie producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in a New York prison for now after his lawyers and prosecutors agreed on Friday to postpone efforts to send him to California to face sexual assault charges. Reason being the worsening coronavirus pandemic. The judge agreeing to postpone Weinstein's extradition hearing until April 9th. A once-in-a-lifetime event is set to take place.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
No, Ian's the evil twin from the dark universe.
And Chris.
Yes, indeed. All right. So there's actually an interesting story we're not going to get into, but just as a headline, at a website called The Federalist, which, you know, sounds like it. Kind of a right-wing thing. I don't know, but it's...
Well, federalism is the idea that each state should take care of its own affairs and keep its nose out of the business of other affairs. It's the agreement upon which the Constitution was entered into, and it is what they have violated to force us out because they're no longer... keeping up their end of the bargain.
There's an opinion piece there at the Federalist written a couple days ago by John Daniel Davidson entitled, "It's Time for Mass Civil Disobedience Against Lawless Lockdown Orders." And the thing is, yes. If you've got enough civil disobedience, if you've got enough people, you can basically make the government leave you alone
well,
because
unless
there's nothing they can do.
They can drag you off to prison camps and you don't fight back. Because then they can just drag you off to their prison camps one by one, and then they can gas you, for example. Or they could do something much easier. If they're doing mandatory vaccinations, You know, once they've got you in custody, they can shoot you up with whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if there's a death sentence in there from the deep state or the CIA or the FBI or the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, if any one of those people has decided that they would be happier if you were dead, then all they have to do is collude with the prison system to get that into your vaccine. So it's a very real possibility that
it
your
is,
next
yeah.
arrest is going to be your last arrest.
Could very well be.
Yeah, there's
no
always
doubt.
There's always a risk of it. There certainly was no shortage of people dying in Manchester here.
Oh yeah, and so. That's what the Chinese basically did is they used the real mild epidemic to justify a mass arrest of their dissidents.
By the way, I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com for being a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency, and you really ought to, a great place to go is Bitcoin.com. They will get you taken care of. There's an introductory section. It's called Get Started. Just click on that at the top of the page, and then you can learn as much or as little as you like. You can just watch one video and be done with it, or you can watch and read through a variety of different things about how cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash work, what makes them special, what makes them different, what makes them evolutionary when it comes to money. Bitcoin.com will help you understand that. So, again, just click on Get Started there at the top of Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're not new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's bring Scott on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good morning. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't agree. I am so disturbed and angered, and also I have been frightened by the excesses of our government. I don't think people realize how evil the United States government is. And I couldn't agree with you more about mass civil disobedience. Only in numbers, strength in numbers is true. They're going to remove these measures. I don't know where this is going to end, but I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to end well. I'm really hoping every day that there'll be a revolution in this country. But what scares the hell out of me...
Don't hope for it. Work for it.
As if the government decides to declare, all right, we're not going to put up with civil disorder. We're going to enact martial law, and they bring out the tanks, and they bring out the armored cars, and they do what they do in these Latin American countries, Venezuela or Argentina, with their juntas, and they crack down, and thousands of people disappear, murdered in the streets. It's
then the
scary.
Question is, does the militia stand up or not?
It depends on the government and which side they're on. If they side with the people, the people will survive. If they side with the government, the people are all done.
And the militia is the people. The militia is composed of every able-bodied citizen from 17 to 75. That's you and me, sir, with guns in the street, ready to fight. Are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here, but
then come to New Hampshire.
No, you don't want this one in New Hampshire. This is Scott the Bigot. He should stay right where
I'm
he is.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was talking to Scott the Bigot. Never mind. You belong
He's in Florida.
Slightly different.
He's in Florida.
Florida might be a good place for him to set up shop.
Yeah.
He might be able to, you know, I mean, if you want to be a white separatist, that's not my problem. Go and have a very small world to live in, and, you know, the rest of us will share what's left. I'm down.
Yes.
I want to ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Is America, and then I'll let, when 80 million people, 80, 90 million are unemployed, the new year hasn't come yet, the evictions start pouring in, people are setting up, millions of people are in tents. They have their dollar...
displaced by the COVID scam, their suffering was intense.
Don't you think that there'll be a massive revolution in this country and there would be that the U.S. government would be overthrown if enough people are outraged?
Only if they're outraged and armed. Otherwise, they'll be systematically killed and buried in mass graves.
Yeah, it's we don't have, even with a outraged populace and a populace that will take up arms. I mean, you have to remember that the military is so much more powerful and sophisticated with a much smaller number of people than than the probably the number that you're going to be able to get. But
let me tell you the biggest two reasons that you're wrong in saying that.
Yep.
The first is population. The military and the police combined have 1.5 million people. We have 300 million Americans.
Don't.
That's 200 Americans for every man in the army. That's what the population is. So if the
but they're not
going
to resist.
100%
first of all,
united.
You gotta,
it's not going to be 100% united.
Win.
Even in the revolution, it was only a fraction.
If it's 50% united, then it's 100.
They didn't even have that
and
in the revolution.
Still, probably
it's
win.
You've got
because
loyalists, you've got the loyalists, you've got the people who are the revolutionaries, and then you've got the people who just want to be, they don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
Right.
The reality is you're going to have a minority of people who are willing to take up arms.
I'm giving you a scale. I'm showing you that, first off, when you reach 100% agreement.
You won't.
Okay.
So forget about that part.
It doesn't matter. The point is a mathematical model.
It's not realistic.
If you hit 100%.
You cannot.
If you hit 100%, you are 100% assured of success. Therefore, it is mathematically proven that there exists between 0 and 100 a number at which you go to war and you
win.
Number exists, the number we have to shoot for.
Yeah. There is an economical advantage.
You could probably win with 10%.
Potentially with a...
We could win with more than that if 20% of the military stands down because they don't agree with the government.
Maybe.
And less, and a smaller number if 50% of the military stands down.
Mm-hmm.
That's likely. And then there's the possibility that military units will break off and fight against each other as they will take different sides.
I hope so.
That neutralizes them because they are equal to Scott.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what I'd like to say. The only thing the American people really have to save them is if this depression gets as bad as I think it will be. This government will collapse upon its own weight, because I don't care armed forces or not. When the dollar becomes worthless, when there's tremendous food shortages, and also our population can take up guerrilla positions. In other words, if the people become so enraged, can destroy power systems, knock out the grid. They could do a lot of the U.S. government does not necessarily have to have the upper hand. And ultimately, the U.S. government is going to lose the moral ground when the people learn that their government doesn't give a damn about them, which they don't. But where's the stimulus checks, gentlemen?
Don't worry. They're going to come out with another check. That's an inevitability.
If you know your government is going to fall, then shorting its government is like shorting a stock. You win when the value of the dollar goes to zero.
Thank you, Scott,
your
for
dollars,
the call tonight. I appreciate
gentlemen.
It. Yep, I appreciate that. There's more coming up here at 855-450 free, like Free Talk Live. We got a chance for you to get in here in just a moment.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from.
When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, Ian, Nobody, and Chris. Don't forget to check out Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted. You can find it over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is a liberty-oriented tech show once a week. Check it out. And that's freedomdecrypted.com. You had some really good stories tonight, by the way.
Oh, I did.
I suspect some of them are going to end up on your show tomorrow.
I guarantee some of them will be on the show tomorrow.
The Twitch copyright piece, which was sounded pretty interesting. There's they're cracking down on copyrighted works there on Twitch. BTCE, the founder there, sentenced. And if we get the chance, we might get to the Pornhub story here tonight. But we actually just found out, like literally moments ago, that His Excellency here in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, has issued another executive order, number 76 of, well, 2020.
And see why the Democrats love him.
And we'll tell you more about that if we get the chance. We're still kind of trying to figure it out. We literally just discovered this during the last break. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. Adam is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I just want to talk about some police stuff that they did to me.
Okay, what happened?
It was a domestic thing with me and my girlfriend 10 years ago. I've been with her for 10 years, and we got into a domestic fight, and then I left for a while, came back 6 hours later. We fought again. My brother called the cops on me, and then cops were outside, came in, and I went out there, and they handcuffed me and stuff. But then when they were pushing me out, I just wanted to see my kids and stuff before I left, and they were saying no, and they bent my arm back, hurt me.
So I don't know what you were going to say, but we have to drop your call. You are on broadcast radio when you call Free Talk Live, and it's too bad because it sounded like an abusive story in the case.
When you're drunk and you've just gotten into a physical argument with your wife, that's the wrong time to stand up. But there are much better times to do it than that, like when they're trying to shut down your business because you won't require people to wear masks.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out what just happened here. So on one hand, you've got this guy, Sununu. He is the so-called governor here in New Hampshire that many of us have protested out in front of his house over the last few weeks over the mask mandates. And one of the things he said recently was that he's not in favor of mandating the vaccine. But now he passes, because again, when a politician's lips are moving, you should know they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
Now he has passed a new executive order, like I guess it was tonight, because this is breaking news here, that says that all healthcare providers shall be required to participate, those that are administering the COVID-19 vaccine shall be required to participate in the New Hampshire Immunization Information System, or the NHIIS. They will be required to report all COVID-19 vaccination events to the NHIIS within 24 hours of the administration. And then they say, for the purposes of patient reporting of COVID-19 vaccination events, the provisions of a certain RSA, which is the statutes here in New Hampshire, shall be suspended for the duration of the state of emergency. So when you go and you pull up the RSA in question,
it's your secrecy rights, right?
In this case, they are suspending the following paragraphs of the immunization registry RSA. So these paragraphs I'm going to read you are being suspended by this executive order. Mm-hmm. No patient or the patient's parent or guardian, if the patient is a minor, shall be required to participate in the immunization registry. Meaning that if you...
Okay.
Normally you would have the... if you're in a... you know,
and
getting
the only way you participate into the registry is getting the shot. So that's their sneaky way of saying they can stick that needle in your arm whether you like it or not.
They're not quite saying that yet.
What I'm hearing.
What they're saying, nobody, is that if you get the vaccines, you get a vaccine for COVID-19. What they're saying is that you have to, they have to report you.
Yeah.
They have to put you in this database.
Yeah.
Okay. Number
That's
three.
Like saying that you have to have your car inspected, which it said in New Hampshire law, and so they said, well, I did get my car inspected. It just failed in court. Well, that argument didn't work. So if you have to participate in the registry, and the only way to participate in the registry to be registered as having a shot is to have that shot, then you can be required to take that shot.
But there's nothing requiring it.
Which means
that
they can come and force it into your arm.
That's probably what they're going to do, but they're not there yet.
That's not disorder, though. They can kill you.
Yeah, that's not what they're at. They're not at that point yet. Okay, so what they're...
This isn't good, but this isn't that.
Yeah.
I think they're lying.
They're definitely lying.
They're laying the ground.
Sure. They're laying the ground, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But what they're saying right now is that you can't opt out of being in the registry if you get the shot. They're not saying the shots will be mandatory, but
in New Hampshire.
Going so far.
Yeah.
So the other thing they're suspending is paragraph 3 here of this RSA, which says physicians, nurses, and other healthcare providers may report an immunization to the registry unless the patient or the patient's guardian refuses to allow reporting of this information. So again, if somebody goes to get this COVID-19 vaccine and they say, do not report my information, they're going to be mandated to report that information, basically is what this is saying so far.
Of a minor
or an individual. Anyone.
Right.
No one is able to report.
This is an exception for minors at this point. And
no, this is an exception for everybody. The statute here includes minors, and it also includes everybody else.
Oh, so everybody had the right to say, I don't want my information.
Correct. Previously, in any immunization registry, but not now. Now they're saying everybody that gets the COVID-19 vaccine will be reported into the centralized database, which will likely be shared with the federal government, and who knows who else, right? So, and then they're also suspending paragraph 9, which says that nothing in the section shall preclude the right of the patient or the patient's parent or guardian, if the patient is a minor, to claim exemption from immunization, nor shall anything in this section require such a patient to be included in the registry if the patient or the patient's parent or guardian, it gets so hard to read.
That is all backwards because that's what they're taking out.
Right, that's what they're taking out. So, yeah, it does say here that they're taking out your right to claim exemption from the immunization.
Yeah.
It does say that.
They're claiming their right to come and vaccinate.
So there was a prior order
force.
So there was a prior order that mandated the vaccine?
No.
There has always been a human right to refuse any unwanted medical treatment. That was found by the Nuremberg Convention.
Right.
It is a war crime to impose medical.
What they're doing is they've passed.
I want to know what this is doing, nobody. Not what's happened before.
This is taking away your right.
Hold on. What the order does is it says there must be a centralized database called the New Hampshire Immunization Information System, and that everyone who gets the vaccine must be reported into that thing.
Right.
They are taking away people's ability.
Right,
they're taking away people's ability to opt out,
okay.
And it does say here that they're taking out the ability of the patient or their guardians to opt, to exempt from immunization. So they're striking the exemptions that anyone would say, I'm exempt from immunization. So if they try to force it on you, they've now taken away...
thing that would make sense if it's not being mandated is the
catch up.
That's not yet.
They're laying the groundwork.
Taking away your right to refuse.
They're laying the groundwork, but they haven't issued the mandate yet.
Right. If
that's
they haven't
what doing.
Obligated you to take the vaccine in the first place, then how can you be exempted from anything other than not having the information submitted in the first place?
Ask me that one more time. Sorry.
It only would make sense to be exempted from the immunization if they were mandated the immunization. But if they're not, then the information...
Right.
What they're doing right now is they're reporting
exemption is a way of claiming their right to force you.
What they're doing is they're striking your ability to legally, right? They're taking the legal exemption away from immunizations. They're not yet passing the order that says the vaccine is mandatory. But when they pass that order, they will have already removed from order any exemptions from getting that mandate. So they're laying the groundwork for mandatory.
They're getting ready to force it on us.
Okay.
So the question is, do we fight back or do we take it? Are you going to get immunized?
No, of course not.
The rest of the paragraph, again, this is the paragraph.
Misery or die, death is not the worst of evil.
This is the paragraph they're striking from the existing statute. The rest of it says, nor shall anything in this section require the patient to be included in the registry. So, again, now they are requiring the patients to be included in the registry. If the patient is a minor, objects thereto on any grounds, including but not limited to that the registry conflicts with their religious beliefs or that the patient's parent or guardian is the patient is a minor. So you won't have a religious exemption when they're trying to force this on people.
Theoretically, they can't force it on you.
They can.
You can sue them over on constitutional grounds.
Sure, but by that time they've already kidnapped you and put a needle in your arm.
Yeah, so this is it.
Possibly, but if you sue them before they take and put that needle in your arm, the court should theoretically preemptively suspend their order.
Good luck, man. We haven't even gotten our court case heard. I mean,
I get that, but it's...
I don't think the courts are going to save you, dude.
Johnny Cochran.
Well, yeah. We're out of time for tonight.
You can
join us tomorrow night
either,
online in the meantime. freetalklive.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.